Chapter 10 Jerusalem is ready.
Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
Revelation 3:11-12. It was springtime, the season of marvelous flowers, warm breezes, and blossoming trees. In Washington State, where I live, it is a spectacular time of year. In heaven, it seems like it is perpetually springtime. Warmth, beauty, peace, and joy are everywhere. In my heart, I had been celebrating springtime throughout the now ending winter because of my visits with the Lord and my intriguing trips to heaven. On March 24, Roger and I attended church services. Our pastor preached about Jesus' suffering before the crucifixion. It was Lent, the time of year when Christians prepare for the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the pastor described the Lord's suffering and read scriptures related to his passion, I began to cry. It was not uncommon for me to shake during our times of worship, but this time my body was shaking so severely that it almost knocked me out of my seat. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was strong upon me.